The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight, greatest, whitest northerner says, let's talk about sex trafficking, baby. Let's talk about the elite. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Whoa, you guys are musical. Today, musical. Prud says, I could literally see a future where Trump pardons Ghislaine. Maybe. Yeah, and the files, yes, it's kind of weird because Ryan Dawson sells t-shirts with the list of the Epstein clients. And so Epstein files, what could they reveal more? They would probably just dump names that were loosely or closely associated with Jeff Epstein. I could be in the file myself, indeed. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell is about to be deposed. This means she will be video recorded, but it's not a hearing. So interesting what the politicians have done here. They won't allow Ghislaine Maxwell to just come out and soil the names of everyone. They want a deposition. Now, I'm guessing that they will keep this deposition private for a while until they decide what part of the deposition do we publicize. And so they kind of want to keep some control over her. They don't want her to loosen her up against everyone. But wouldn't that be great for the sales of my book if we could have a video of Ghislaine Maxwell saying, Jean-François Gariepi, he was one of the worst ones. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to get this, but go ahead, Ghislaine, say it. I don't care. I mean, at this point, my reputation is solid enough. I don't think that a Ghislaine Maxwell statement about me could make it worse. So go ahead, loosen yourself, Ghislaine. Let yourself go. Say JF, he was one of the worst. Mr. Wisco says he is the man you are after, not me. New Guy Prime says JF and his scrubbing bubbles. JF frenetically washing the Epstein Island. Nervously washing the Epstein Island. Here we have Brian Koberger. This is a new practice that we see more and more for murderers, where they get the family of the victims and they let the family of the victims basically nag and dunk on the murderer for 5 minutes. I don't know about it. I don't know how I feel about this. Like, it's very female based. It's like, oh, you hear a female, this is the sister of one of the victims. You hear a female nagging you for 3 minutes. That is irregular and special punishment to me.
You might be familiar. So sit up straight when I talk to you. How was your life right before you murdered my sisters? Did you prepare for the crime before leaving your apartment? Please detail what you were thinking and feeling at this time. Why did you choose my sisters? Before making your move, did you approach my sisters? Detail what you were thinking and feeling. Before leaving their home, is there anything else you did? How does it feel to know the only thing you failed?
Imagine you're Brian Koberger. It's like, Holy shit, I have to live for the rest of my life with the fact that I'm so dumb. I thought I could get away with a quadro murder made with knife in hand and cell phone tracking me. And now on top of it, on top of this this fatalistic suffering that I will spend the rest of my life in jail thinking about how stupid I am, I also have to hear this female nagging for 3 minutes.
More miserably at than being a murderer is trying to be a rapper. Did you recently start shaving or manual?
Well, Brian Koberger had attempted a rap career before. Wow. Wow. Oh, shit. That is why we get these victim statements. I didn't know that.
Really pulling out your eyebrows. Why November 13th? Did you truly think your Amazon purchase was untraceable because you used a gift card?
Man, this is such... We are in a low IQ society. This is so close to idiocracy. It's like, holy shit, low IQ murderers, low IQ female victim of the sister of the female victim. Everyone is low IQ in this.
How do you find it enjoyable to stargaze with such a severe case of visual snow? Where is the murder weapon? The clothes you wore that night? What did you bring into the house with you? What was the second weapon you used on Kaylee? What were Kaylee's last words? Please describe in detail the level of anxiety you must have felt when you heard the bear cat pull up to your family home on December 30th, 2022.
She wants him to describe the nervousness at the idea of being cut by the police.
Which do you regret more?
At this point, you are enjoying suffering. It's like it's not even good for you.
Returning to the crime scene 5 hours later, or never, ever going back to Moscow, not even once, after stalking them there for months. If you were really smart, do you think you'd be here right now? What's it like needing this much attention just to feel real? You're terrified of being ordinary, aren't you? Do you feel anything at all? Or are you exactly what you always feared? Nothing. If you're so powerful, then why are you still hiding, defendant? You see, I'm here today as me.
He's not hiding.
But who are
really?
You? Let's try to take off your mask and see. You didn't create devastation. You revealed it in yourself. And that darkness you carry, that emptiness, you'll sit with it long after this is over. That is your sentence. And it was written on the wall long before you ever pled guilty. You didn't win. You just exposed yourself as the coward you are. You're a delusional, pathetic, hypochondriac loser who thought you were so much smarter than that.
Why do we let this happen? A moment where murderers get called losers by women. It's so small. It's so... It's like, bro, he killed your sister. He killed your sister. That is so much more serious than any insults you could throw at him. It's like it diminishes the whole process of justice. In my view, it should be this short-term satisfaction at dunking on a guy shouldn't be put to the front. That shouldn't be what justice becomes. Gen X Catholic says my biting commentary is the ultimate punishment. Exactly. And it's like, it's so small. It's so small. And yes, it's not a victim impact statement. Normally, the victims were speaking solely on the subject of how much it hurt them so that they could get a higher sentence. But in this case, In this case, well, there's no higher sentence because there's a deal that was struck. So the sentence is already included in the deal. This is another case of female nagging. They made it into an app, and apparently it's the biggest app in the US App Store. T is now the number one app on the App Store. T is a woman-only app where users anonymously share info and warnings about men to spot red flags and get feedback. This is so dangerous. Basically, because you have this app where I don't think they have it in Canada. I tried on my phone. Maybe it's because it's an App Store thing rather than an Android thing. But on App Store, it is the top app. And it's like, it's literally a defamation, a secret defamation between women network. Literally leaving eBay-style comments on guys. How long before I'm on there? Of course, I'll be on there. Now, I'm not active on the dating scene, so I shouldn't be on there. But then it opens the door to prosecution. I mean, it's really just unverified defamation. And there is a point of recklessness in the way they will manage this app, where it's basically user inputs and can they verify? No, they can't. End of the line job. But as I was saying, you know, this is the finality of leftist female dating. They don't just want to be separated from you. They want your future prospects ruined forever. That is what they're looking at. When they start doing these false allegations, it's because they feel that they can warn the future females. It's like, no, the future females, if they are of any quality, they know not to listen to a bunch of witches. So they will go contrary to your counsel. But of course, you don't understand this being a woman at the bottom, being like, yes, the housewives of Alberta. You know, they have this idea, we can warn future women about him. No. The only thing you can get is you're going to get future women excited about me if you start claiming that maybe he's an asshole, maybe he's a murderer, maybe he's this, maybe he's that. And yes, Billy was reminding me, does that mean we can have Cold Facts back? Wasn't there an app, Cold Facts? Yes, it was. It was an app that was allowing to dunk on women. It was a male-based app that was specialized on dunking onto women, but they had it removed at some point. Today I woke up early to get on the interview with Nikos Vanidze. Nikos Vanidze is a rising YouTuber from the country of Georgia. And he has been speaking positively about the revolutionary phenotype for a very long time. So it was a great interview, of course, softballs, because he knows all of my teams, but he knows me very well. So he knew exactly what to ask to allow me to make my points to his audience. Normally he speaks in Georgian or whatever. I don't know. Is that Russian? He speaks in this language that they speak in Georgia normally. And it's interesting because Georgia is not a country I think about, but he's getting popular in there. And he was asking me, what about Georgia? What do I have to say for the Georgians? Well, you know, it seems to me like they have a nation and that's what they should care about. Their sovereignty, their nation. And never sell out for a couple of gains on the GDP or whatever. Never sell out who you are demographically. The viral rock thrower from the LA riots has surrendered at the border. Elpidio Reyna, 40, a US citizen, has been wanted since violent rock throwing. Federal investigators say he has been in Mexico and surrendered at the San Isidro port of entry this morning, charged with assault for throwing rocks at federal agents, violently smashing windshield and windows. So there he was. He was in the U.S. to make trouble. When it got too heated, he fled to Mexico. But apparently, he tried to come back. So he was trying to come back, thinking that he wouldn't be arrested. But he was wrong. He was visually recognized, and he is now paying the price. President Trump has signed 3 executive orders on AI. One of the orders is titled Protecting Americans from Woke AI Models Driven by Radical Left Ideology at the Expense of Accuracy. Wow. That is strong positioning. So basically, this is an environment in which Grok will shine, because Grok has already started reviewing its leftist priors. Now, you know, the president makes it basically by executive order, makes it punishable to be too leftist in your AI programming. So ChatGPT is going to pay the price of this mainstream influence that it has integrated and all these TOS and all. So it's interesting. One of the orders is also to just speed up the process of acceptance for any application regarding server farms. So basically, they want to speed up the process by which someone can build a data center. So we're going to have a rise of data center. Darko Malfoy says, I would have been here from the start, but I was watching Jurassic Park 1. All right. Fox News publishes op-ed warning Tulsi Gabbard's Obama accusations are a dangerous effort to rewrite history. So yes, we've seen Tulsi try to come out in the last few days, publishing documents claiming that basically Obama and its close, very high position officials would have made up stuff about the 2016 election, Russia hoax, that kind of stuff, all in an effort to discredit the win of Trump in 2016 and to basically sick and unleash the intelligence community against Trump. I believe that is all correct. Now, of course, in the Fox News editorial, that's an Ned Price, a former Biden official, who says this is a rewriting of history. Well, no, I remember this time they were going hard onto Trump, and it was basically to punish him for winning, and it was done not in an objective search for truth type of way, but it was done in a pursuit of guilt at all cost. I remember that this so and. The op-ed argues that, okay, the Russians have not hacked the computers, but they promoted talking points. But it's like, I remember the only evidence of Russian info psyops in the U.S., there were like 2 accounts on Facebook total, and it was totaling something like 10 views. They got cut at the minute they started it. And there was never a large influence operation that succeeded from Russia. So I think the op-ed is just invalid. I think that Tulsi is right. Now, they're trying to get charges going of treason. It's a little harsh, but, you know, we have to go there, because leftists constantly just take control of power, and they violate all possible rules to victimize the other side. So it's like, at some point, yeah, it's treason. It's betraying of your nation. It's a misuse of the law to oppress people. So yes, I am totally warm about the Tulsi Gabbard efforts. U.S. DOJ announces a formation of a strike force to investigate Obama over Russiagate. So that's the strike force. They will try to basically either find Obama or his higher leaders that he had in the intelligence or military or CIA type of stuff, and they will try to find them guilty of treason and charge them. I think it's interesting. Anna Kasparian is unleashing against a Holocaust survivor.
But that they shoot at people as they're waiting in line for humanitarian aid. Dozens of people get shot and killed literally every single day. Every single day as they're waiting for food. No, I'm not going to let you filibuster, bitch. I'm not going to let you filibuster. I'm not going to let you filibuster. You guys are totally okay with IDF soldiers shooting and killing desperate people waiting for humanitarian aid. You're okay with that. I find it so unbelievably evil. Unbelievably evil. It shocks my conscience and my soul that people as evil as this exist in this world. Okay? Watching these images, looking at these videos, seeing all these kids desperate, hungry, parentless, trapped in Gaza. And you're sitting here and you're defending it. I can't. I can't stand it. I can't listen to it. The filibustering is unbearable. It's unbearable.
And what is that?
Some people were accusing Anna of being too emotional. I mean, you know, it's genocide. So what is the appropriate emotion level to do commentary about an ongoing genocide? Not only an ongoing genocide that would be on some other part of the planet where no one talks to us, but a genocide that people are willing to come and defend in the public press. And at some point you have to crack out the full emotional delivery, and Anna has decided that it was now. You know, there is only one thing with Anna that I wish she went there. Talk about the Jews. You know, it's not random that there's a Jew with a Jewish hat in front of you defending the Jewish genocide of Gaza. And these words would be so much more powerful descriptively than any emotion you can put into it, because it would inform people about what's going on here. What's going on is related to Judaism. Prout says, you cannot breed Anna, unfortunately. You know, most of my life, I cried every night, thinking that I would never inseminate a woman as beautiful as Anna Kasparian. But recently in my life, I was granted a gift from the heavens, a woman more beautiful than Anna Kasparian. And so now I go to sleep in absolute calm. I'm okay with Anna doing whatever she likes on the public space. I'm not feeling the need anymore that I have come short of something because I have a girlfriend that is more beautiful, objectively more beautiful than Anna Kasparian. The Golden One has been detained at the Canadian border. Some say I am too eloquent and magnificent to hold a speech at a conference. I agree. I was detained and interrogated. I gave the good officer a lesson in metapolitics, and perhaps I have a new subscriber now. Obviously, I have done nothing wrong. I have no criminal record. So this was just a clear example of anarcho-tyranny to be expected by the Canadian regime. All of the policemen and women I dealt with were friendly and attentive. They were very generous with food and drink, especially an older Slavic man. Perhaps they were ashamed of the orders they got. The orders did, of course, come from above, not from the police themselves. No exact reason was given, either, as always. During the quite long detention, 20 hours or so, I amused myself with breathing exercises, meditation, yoga, and reading. Quite an unpleasant experience, to be honest, but you can always make the most of any situation. I am glad to leave this place and head back to Holy Europe, which I do not intend to leave anytime soon. Onwards. Yeah, we're faced with this problem that basically this guy will re-enter Europe because he belongs there. He's a citizen of Europe. Just like I will get my rights oppressed at the US border, but not at the Canadian border. Because at the Canadian border, I have a passport, I'm a Canadian. So if I come back in, they really don't have a choice to let me back in. But if I go in the Golden Ones country, the European country will reject me. So it's like we're playing a game of whack-a-mole where our countries are only willing to honor our rights as white people in the country that we're from. But then there's a flow of Indian people coming in, and you have no way of truly knowing their background. Were they criminal in India? Who knows? Would they get caught in India if they were criminal? I don't know. And so you have a specific targeting of white people that makes it impossible to travel from our countries to other white countries, while our countries are ignoring other forms of entry by other people. And at the end, what it results in is an impossibility for networking between people who have a traditionalist or racialist ID of our nations. And the spirit of the law of our countries is that you should be free of belief, freedom of belief. And what's called freedom of speech in the U.S., in Europe and Canada, we would refer it as freedom of beliefs, but it's the same principle. I, as a Canadian, was deprived of the Golden One's speech because perhaps I would have wanted to drive to where he was speaking and listen to his speak. It is my right as a Canadian to be networking with other white people and have beliefs in common with them in Europe and the U.S. But because of this specific targeting against pro-white beliefs, you end up having an oppression of a belief system through the immigration system, which it shouldn't be doing that. A Florida judge has denied Trump admin request to unseal the Epstein docs concerning early 2000s investigation into the pedo financier. The ruling does not affect the admin's request to unseal files on Epstein and Maxwell in New York. So that means we will only get some of the files. It's what this means is, from the perspective of the judge, we will not get the grand jury information stemming from the early 2000s investigation. We may only get the New York part. The New York part may be unrelated and very different, so I don't know what it will result in. But I kind of agree with the judge, although it would be fun and entertaining to just have a bunch of names of associates of Epstein just thrown onto the public space for people to activate the rumor mill. But at the same time, you know, a trial is meant to find one person guilty. And this person is Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell. It's not designed to find 100 people guilty. And so what the crowds of the internet are demanding is fundamentally anti-justice. It's fundamentally to misuse the justice system for defamatory and rumor mill purposes. So I agree with the judge in principle. Now, instead, this may all be invalid because we're approaching the point where Ghislaine Maxwell will be allowed to just name drop everyone she wants because she has now been subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee. Now, they had two choices. They could have forced her to be at a hearing, in which case we would have a direct live video feed of Ghislaine Maxwell. They did not check that box of a hearing. They have forced her to testify at a deposition. Now, what I suspect is that the deposition will not be live streamed. And so what that results in is the politicians will get a yes or no gatekeep power. They might be able to censor parts of the interview. They might be able to decide, well, the interview is a little too hot for some of our friends. Let's not release it. So why? If this is all about transparency, why not let her speak publicly? Anyways, it's disappointing. But she will be at the Federal Correctional Facility where she is currently held. And they will go to her on August 11th. So in about 2 or more weeks from now at 10 a.m. Someone has said, Jeff, do you read Entropy? I am on Entropy, but I don't see anything. Maybe it's because... Okay, let me just refresh my somehow my thing wasn't refreshing. Now I see them. Okay, so Draco Malfoy has sent a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, if you look at links, s'il vous plaît, look at following links. Okay.
Why the West Plains?
Draco Malfoy has sent us a link. What is it?
Lanes closed.
Another packy roaming outside his zone, but he's fully sedated and ready for relocation.
Pepsi SARS. Tostito Dome.
Security said the invisible fences were a no-fail. That is the second time this month.
Well, the packies short out their implants when they butt heads.
How much longer until they get it out of there?
He just got 5 milligrams of carfentanil.
Yes, he's very stoned. So why don't we show a little sympathy? I mean, you do understand these are actual animals, right?
Okay, so it's a reinterpretation of a Jurassic Park movie, Jurassic World, but it's a Pachyzaurus, so they're observing a Pakistani migrant, I guess that's the joke, instead of a dinosaur. Okay. And then he sends another super chat and he says, also, if you do, go to 16 minutes exactly here and watch the best Eminem impression ever from UK TV in 2001. Well, your links are not super interesting, but since you send the super chats, I will oblige. Who cares about a fucking Eminem? Well... this video contains content from LDS who has blocked it in your country on copyright grounds. So, you know, most of the time people who are trying to make me play links, most of the time it's because you have some edgy joke in there. It's like, it's not that interesting, bro. Not that interesting. Now, I tried because you paid. And I thought, well, if he paid... I can lose some of my time on this shit. But you don't waste your money on this, Darko Malfoy. Give me some good content. Give me thought. Give me intelligence. I don't give a shit that there's some guy who imitated Eminem in the UK on TV. That's the reason I don't have cable TV. If I wanted this kind of shit, I would have cable TV. Darko Malfoy says, Jeff, what if France banned you, lol, and let any Cameroonian or Senegalese in? Well, effectively, I don't think I could travel in Europe. I don't think I could. So, effectively, I'm not even trying. I was able to travel to France when I was younger, but I wasn't a political commentator then. But it's very sad. There should be special checks in place that, hey, this guy has commented politically for 10, 15 years. He's not committed a single crime in the process. We should give credence to this. In fact, instead of being hard for him to be a tourist in Europe or in the US, it should be easy. It should be easy because we know he's all about talk. He's all about free speech. He's all about using the First Amendment. not in a way that is combined with criminality. To the contrary, because if I had any tendency for criminality, by now it would have shown up. Prout says, did you see Nicolas J. Fuentes and Arval collab? I saw that it was happening, yes, but I didn't see the video, but I'm glad it is happening. Yes, Draco Malfoy, I have read your super chats. Greatest Whitest Northerner says, you are now person of interest. International travel is not in the cards anymore. And that's too bad.
But I'm not.
Here we have Laura Loomer trying to take control of America first for Trump.
Are you America first or are you Trump first?
I'm America first, but like Trump is America first. Trump is the leader of the America First movement. So when I say, when Tucker Carlson says, oh, Trump's not America first, Trump is the founder of the America First movement. America first is what Trump says it is. He is the founder of the America First movement. And you see that there are competing interests now trying to, you know, redefine what that means, because they want to eliminate MAGA, right? Being pro-Israel is part of the America First platform, whether or not people want to admit it.
No, really, because America First is being used as precisely a counter to Israel First. It's like America First rather than Israel First. Now, it just so happens that, yes, Donald Trump uses the concept of America First at time. That doesn't mean that he owns it. The words are not from him anyway. So you may have different visions of the words America First, and certainly Nick Fuentes as one of the prominent ones. Certainly, because everyone talks about him and you talk about him. See, Nick Fuentes doesn't have to talk about Laura Loomer. But you talk about Nick Fuentes.
Amazing interview today. Enjoyed every second of it. Big love from Georgia.
All right. Well, thank you very much for this message delivery from Streamlabs. Indeed, yes. People were asking, Jeff, are you reading the Streamlabs? The Streamlabs, they automatically show on my screen, except if I'm like this and I'm talking about the other screen. In that case, the Streamlabs gets withheld and it will show when I click on it. So that's why it took me 7 minutes to get to your Streamlabs super chat. But otherwise, if you super chat while I'm in that screen, it shows automatically. Darko Malfoy says, Mid girls always give better head. They have to try harder. Okay, so the motivation of the uglier female. I have noticed some things like this. That being said, in my experience, the best sex is with the most beautiful females. It's just because the most beautiful females are conscious of their value. And on top of it, they want to make best use of this value to give the best sexual experience. So the mid, she knows that she's mid. The 5 out of 10, she knows that she's 5 out of 10. And yes, she's going to deploy more effort to make sex enjoyable. But in a way, she's spinning in the mud. She's working harder, but in a way that is not as efficient. Whereas the most beautiful females, they know that they are beautiful. They know that it is an exceptional moment to have sex with them. And they want to make it even more perfect, because the reason they are beautiful is, in the first place, they're perfectionists. So they also want to use their beauty to make it an 11 out of 10 experience, you know, rather than a 10 out of 10 experience. So yeah, in my view, it's a sad reality. It's a sad reality for the female side, but basically your level of beauty is your performance of sex. And if you're a 9 out of 10, you're going to get 9 out of 10 sex. If you're a 10 out of 10, you're going to have 10 out of 10 sex. Song to the Nuts says, respectfully disagree, JF. And 9 out of 10 believes she's entitled and won't gobble like a turkey. Well, I don't know. Like, do you fuck supermodels on the regular? Like, in what way are you even an authority to on the subject? Who the fuck are you? Your name is sunk to the nuts. I don't know. I don't know that I should listen to you at all on this subject. Surprising no one, new research says that AI overviews cause massive drop in search clicks. The Pew Research Center analysis shows how hard AI is hitting web traffic. And this, I have been predicting and talking about this for a year or more. And in fact, recently I said it's the new SEO. It's not about SEO anymore, and the clicks don't matter anymore. And no, your little blog that's lost in web space will not attract much people anymore. Because now it's all about convincing the AI. If you can convince the AI, then people will trust the AI. Basically, we have dumped the web searching is not the center of the game anymore. And this is so great to me because I think every big internet advances, I was like, wow, there are opportunities that open. And I've seen the web develop from 1995 to today. And every time I'm like, wow, Wikipedia coming out, you know, social media rising, comment sections rising, YouTube, video for the people, then Twitter, wow, public statements for the people, and then AI now, and crypto. And every time I'm like, wow, the possibilities are endless. And this current event that is the rise of AI is opening markets and possibilities, and it's closing other markets. And I'm super happy because so much effort has been invested by the left in controlling the searches, controlling the big corporations like Google, ChatGPT. But it's like, no, people are going to drift away from your stuff, and they're going to listen to Grok, and they're going to trust Grok. And so the new game now is control the direction, the ideological direction of these AIs. And we already have a Donald Trump coming out with an executive order saying you're not going to make these woke leftist AIs. They're dangerous. So I'm happy. I'm happy because it reconfigures the web once again to be in a better direction, to be away from control and into... Because imagine that Grok is woke on race or something like this. Now, I'm not saying that Grok is perfect or that it's there, but imagine that you have an AI that is woke enough on... that is basically red-pilled enough. And imagine that, the leftists can control it. And the leftists have been investing so much effort at making sure that you couldn't say these things on YouTube, and that you couldn't search these things on Google, and that you couldn't say these things on Facebook. And it's like, okay, but those are all things that boomers will live on now. Now we're opening a new branch of the internet, and that you can't control. Now, of course, the leftists will eventually try controlling it, but it will be too little too late. This is why I'm extremely enthusiastic about what's coming. The court has reconvened in the sentencing hearing of Tamara Litch and Chris Barber, the truckers of Canada that had made the trucker protest in Ottawa. The government wants 7 years of prison for Tamara. This is a vendetta, not a trial. So I don't know if a sentence has been given. But it seems that the judge was exhausted by the trial. Because the judge made a comment around, you know, it's been 40 days that we're through this trial. And it was supposed to be 10 days to begin with. So no, they have now adjourned until tomorrow morning because the arguments were too long. But in any case, we're talking about, you know, this trucker rise, which was heavily promoted by Ezra Levant and the rebel media people. And I liked the idea of truckers, you know, resisting these COVID edicts and all. But I don't know. Will they get 7 years? I don't think so, because one of them has made only one day in jail. So when the judge has already given some punishment but returned them to freedom, I don't think they're gonna want a very long punishment. Many do not grasp just how much theft goes on at brick-and-mortar stores, how little they can do about it, and how close most are to shutting down from theft alone. It's a glimpse into how civilization collapses if even just a small group are untrustworthy. There are no more stores of any type in my cities that are 24 hours now. 24 hours used to be the norm. Most of these places have overnight stockers, and it's no big deal to let customers in provided they're trustworthy. But theft has eliminated that, and all very recently. Anyway, I think if you steal, you should have your hand cut off. Okay. Well, as far as the beginning of this tweet, yes, there is a big reconfiguration of society that is happening because simply people are not trustable, and overall criminality is not punished enough, and it's just rampant, and you just can't take for granted these basic things about life anymore that you won't get a bunch of people coming to steal $1,000 worth of grocery. Way too common, and it's crashing. Now my browser is blocked. It is crashing. Well, it is crashing my browser at this point. Anyways, we were headed toward finishing the show. Guy Street Boys says, what camera and mic do you use, JF? I use the Logitech Brio 4K. That is a very good, cheap camera. Amazingly, streaming, if you want to do good streaming and kind of radio talk like I do, the camera is a secondary issue. First, the Logitech Brio is very low cost. It's super easy to get. Okay, now my browser is unblocked, thankfully. So we'll be able to finish the show with the few tabs that I had opened. So yes, the camera is a secondary worry, and the Brio will give you everything you need. Now, what you need is good lighting. So you need soft boxes. They don't need to be super high cost. My soft boxes are worth about $150, lights included. But you need two bulbs of LED style 5K white lighting. And then as far as the mic I use, the mic is the SM7B, but again, the mic that you use. Now, the audio part of streaming is the most costly. It's where you have to invest the most. Because the SM7B already is a $500 mic. So that is the standard, and it's the standard mic. Yes, it is XLR connection, of course. But here's the thing, is that you need a lot of processing for these mics to give anything good. If you just take the SM7B and you connect it to a Scarlett outlet with USB connection, you're going to get you're going to be like, what? Why am I getting all this background noise, and why is my voice not radio style? Well, it's because you need a setup of preamp and amplification lines and sonic exciters and composer. So you need 4 degrees of treatment before this mic will give you good radio voice. Because microphones are simply not designed to give radio voice. They are designed to capture sound, and but they capture a lot of noise with it. So what do we have here? We have the WA73 preamp, British style audio preamp for radio voice. This is a absolutely great purchase that I've done. In terms of preamp, it is a $700, $800 piece, but it's worth it because it manages the first layer of amplification of your mic. Now, before entering into this, I have the CL1 Cloudlifter. The CL1 Cloudlifter simply uses the phantom power to amplify your voice even more. So then it gets into the WA73, which is very, very good preamp. Of course, you have preamps in the $4,000, $5,000 range. But with the WA73 at $700, you're totally fine. Now, below that, you start rushing. You start being in the mud in audio terms. So then I get into a Sonic Exciter by Behringer. You can find them on Amazon. Then I get into the Compressor Limiter, Composer XL of Behringer. So these two pieces, they don't cost much. They cost like $200, $300, $300, $400 each, somewhere in those range. So the Sonic Exciter gives that little buzz. Bzz. It gives that little buzz with a kind of bass, and it's essential to get a kind of pleasant voice to learn to hear from. Because it completes both the high frequency bzz and the low frequency boom. So I don't know if I can try to. Okay, so this is my voice with the Sonic Exciter. Hello, this is my voice without the Sonic Exciter. Without the Sonic Exciter, let me test. So this is my voice without the Sonic Exciter. This is my voice with the Sonic Exciter. Do you get it? It's amazing, isn't it? So, can you imagine? You don't have a Sonic Exciter. You're like, I bought the best mic. I saw it on Joe Rogan. I saw it on JF. But no, the mic doesn't give you the excitement. The mic doesn't give you the excitement. So, the Sonic Exciter by Behringer, it's a super cheap piece.
I have a Tinkin with a string. Are you saying this isn't enough for good audio?
No, it's not enough. You need the Behringer Sonic Exciter. And then you absolutely need the Composer by Behringer with a well-configured and well-thought-out strategy for gating, expanding, and compressing. So so it's like your voice varies a little bit based on emotion, but you need to be... Those are the possible variations of your voice in front of the mic. You need to take everything that's low and bring it to that line, everything that's high and bring it to that line. And basically, even if you're whispering, the level of audio that you hear me with should be the same as what I'm hearing! So that is what the Composer does. Now, can I turn off the Composer effect? So at least I can turn off the expander effect. So that is my voice without expander. So without the expander, what will happen is that the variations of the tone, and as I increase my tone and as I lower it, it's going to be less well captured. Now, this is with the gate effect. it's also meant to exclude small noises and small variations in the background. And you know, I'm giving you a whole course here of audio, but that's just to tell you that if I gave you an answer, if I told you, you know what, this mic is SM7B, you don't have 5% of what you need to get started on audio processing. And then when I'm through the sonic exciter, through the composer, through the pre-audio preamp of WA73 British style audio amplification, I get into an X1222 USB interface that gets it into the computer, and then it gets into the Banana Voice Meter. Banana Voice Meter, a great audio software, basically a mixing table within the software world. And they have an IntelliPan voice modifier. Because do you want to hear my voice if I don't have the Banana Voice Meter IntelliPan? Get prepared, because it's a shock. This is the raw voice of my material through the 4 layers of voice modification I told you, but I will remove the Banana Voice Modifier. Hello, this is JF. How are you doing? This is my voice without the Banana Voice Modifier. The Banana Voice Modifier is quite an important aspect, let me tell you. Hello. Now I have to reconfigure it. Hello. So yeah. That is the story. I'm having difficulty. I lost my setting. Hello. Yeah. Okay, and then we get into the Streamlabs OBS, and we have a set of filters, noise suppression, Streamlabs. Hello, test. You can hear a little bit of skish. Hello, test. Okay, yeah, test. Okay, well, hello, test. Okay, test. Okay, yeah, okay, not bad. Yeah, so I have to balance things, and I have to measure whenever I touch the settings, I have to re-equilibrate and find where my noise levels are. but yeah, now I think I should sound okay. Yeah, I do sound okay. So yeah, I don't hear myself in my radio voice when I speak to you guys. I have to click on the A1 monitor of the voice meter Banana. Guy Street Boys says, do you have to set it up every time you go live? No, most of these settings, they stay the same every day. And if I don't do anything special, don't touch the settings, I can just restart my system, turn it on, and the buttons remain in the same position, and the voice meter Banana retains its settings. So you always start where you left off. Sense of Progress says, treble/top notes, high frequency dies without Banana. so much dies without this IntelliPan effect, which I have no idea what it does, because you should be able to get a radio voice without voice meter, because the classical radio hosts were doing this with only the sonic exciter and only the composer and only the preamp. But personally, I've always worked with voice meter, and it's always been an additional voice processing necessity to me. Because I don't know how you get to that deep, buzzing voice without it. Greatest Whitest says, can you test with an Andy Warski or Alex Jones impression? I could route audio into this, but clearly Alex Jones is a very compressed voice. So you have here the Composer Pro XL that does this. You know, if you want to get that Alex Jones effect, it's very high and very compressed. So that effect is definitely compression. It's audio compression. Now, I don't know what they get for preamp. I don't know what they use for preamp. I know that certainly the mic of Andy Warski is an SM7B. I remember the first time I drove to Toronto to see Andy, he was receiving via the mail his first SM7B. So I was, and we were experiencing with it, and we were like, oh yeah, that's great. The voice is so clear because this microphone captures everything in a voice. That's what a good microphone does. It doesn't format it in the final output that you want it, but it's there. The humanness is there. There's lots of things that the microphone has to capture that many microphones will not capture. Yeah, that is it for tonight. Romaine, that was my dish today. Romaine salad with radish, Caesar salad, quattro cheese, croutons. And then later during the day, I did a liver. Where's my liver? I made a beautiful Alberta liver. That was good. That was very good. Alberta beef liver with sauerkraut, slightly floured liver with thyme, salt and pepper, and Tabasco sauce. Darko Malfoy says, new drinking game. A shot every time JFG says, let me tell you, babies, ultimately, or absolutely. Well, yes, that is a drinking game that could work. Those are words that I like to use. They are good markers to pause and indicate to the audience where you're at and think forward. What Nick's Craft was saying, if you put a web server on the internet anywhere, hosting anything, you will see the background radiation of the internet. And it looks like this. So yes, your web server getting asked for various tricks, SQL files, basically the hackers trying to get your database file that would be unprotected. Well, those are very basic things. If you've left your config.php in the server, maybe you've put your password in it. So your server gets harassed. That is the background noise of the internet.
And have to work his way out.
Absolutely.
I think love that's, that idea.
Because it's like you need to earn your place out here.
You do.
In my opinion.
You do. And it should be treated as if they're on probation for a while. Like mm-hmm. One strike, you're back.
Yeah, even when they're out. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
These women want to put mail by default in jail. And you have to work your way out. Don't ever give this woman political power. You're going to be in trouble.